everyone's talking about a six-game winning streak here in the city. It's the first time this club's been able to do it since coming back. So what's it like to be a part of that and getting ready here for your last game of the season tomorrow?
I think it's always nice to be a part of a winning streak, and we haven't won a lot of games this season in we haven't had many streaks this season, so it's always nice to get a streak like this. And I think it's just easier to play because we kind of don't have any pressures, and we can just go out there and have fun on the ice and just play the game.
Has there been a different feeling in the locker room when, I guess, you found out that you wouldn't be a playoff team and the pressure was off, and now you guys have been able to put some wins together?
I think, of course, it's not a good situation when it doesn't matter if you win or lose, you're not going to make it to the playoffs. So it's never a good situation. But I think the mood has been pretty good. Has been pretty good right now. Of course, six games in a row, it's a nice accomplishment for the team. And hopefully we can get one more.
Describe what that pressure is like when it's on. How it affects your team.
It doesn't affect me at all. I'm playing the same game if I have pressures or not. I think it's just you can feel it on the ice. Everybody wants to win. I know that, and it doesn't matter what situation it is. Everybody still wants to win. But it's just I can't really explain it. It's pretty hard, but you can feel it on the ice when there's a lot of pressure.
Are you playing for Finland next month?
I don't know. That is a good question. I've had a couple of phone calls, but I haven't really thought about it yet. I can only say that let's see what happens.
How will you make your decision if they do want you?
I don't know yet. There's a lot of things that I have to think about, and I might go or I might not go. I don't know yet.
So do you feel like you need a break?
It's been a long season for sure. There was a World Cup and all the exhibition games and almost a full season and concussions and that kind of stuff. So but I have to give some thoughts to the idea.
Was this year in the NHL, now that you're one game away from being done, what you expected it to be? Like, when you look back coming into this year and you're standing here today, kind of how do you compare the two thoughts?
I don't know. Like I've said before, I didn't have many expectations when I came here. My one and only goal was just to make it to the team, and I'm happy that I did that, and I played almost a full season here. And I'm proud of myself, of course, and it was a good season for me, and I learned a lot during this season, and hopefully I can use those things that I've learned during next season.
I think last week you told me you'd played maybe 100 games last season. You're not at that number now, but do you feel kind of tired and worn out?
I think so. The pace is just so much higher, and of course we're playing almost every second day, so it's tough, and all the traveling and switching time zones, and that's something that I haven't used to. And right now I'm pretty tired, but it's one more game tomorrow, and hopefully I'm not get a break after that.
As you're coming into the season, did you have some individual goals, and if you did you reach those goals this year?
I did. My goal was to make it to the team, and I'm here, so I think I reached that, and that was my only goal for this season.
It's been so busy for you. What's it been like off ice, away from hockey? You know, we see you sign autographs everywhere. You're the guy that everybody's wanting to see. Just what's that been like for the first time?
It's been exciting. It's so funny to see how many people are wanting your autographs and taking photos with you, and kind of you're getting recognized when you're at the mall or something. So that's kind of nice. Nice to see that, and yeah, it's been nice on and off the ice, and just getting used to it.
What's the thing you're most looking forward to when you get back to Finland?
Just being with my family and girlfriend and friends. I haven't seen them in a while, so it's gonna be so much fun with them, and just working on.
Was the food okay here this year? Did you miss any kind of traditional Finnish food while you were here? Was anything about that tough?
Well, not really. Always when somebody came here, they brought some Finnish food. So there's a lot of things that I missed about back home, but I had some food from there. Yeah.